This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, coming out again on Old Dan, riding out, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. And we're happy to have you folks. You write me, let me hear from you. My mailing address is the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana. You write me and I'll send you some material, giving you the background of radio missions where Pastor L.R. Shelton was the pastor here for many, many years. And then after his death, the Lord called me here to preach the gospel and gave me the Old Trailblazer broadcast to pick it back up, put it back on the air, and the Lord is blessing it all over the country. So if you would, you write me and I'll send you that information. But we're looking at how that a sinner comes under the gospel, is brought to see himself, and then attempting to be saved. He's constantly, folks tell him, his friends that don't understand, they say, you're going to lose all your friends and all your buddies and all of those pool players and all of those. But listen, you're just playing the fool, they say. I've been told that. I have. I've been told that many times. But you're losing everything you got. That's what they say. You lose everything. Now, that's what Satan tells you. You know Satan can't tell the truth. You're coming right up against a blank wall maybe there. You haven't got anything, I know. And in the state of misery, the state of conviction, you'll walk down the street with your head hanging low because you're miserable. I've been there. You'll go to work. You can't rest. You're not happy. You're miserable. Satan's taunting you. The flesh taunting you. The world laughing. And so forth. There's nothing left. Then Satan will walk up to you and whisper, now you're in a mix, ain't you? Now you're in the middle of a hess, ain't you? In the middle. That's right. If you hadn't listened to that old trailblazer, if you hadn't listened to that bunch down there at Radio Mission, and you hadn't read all of those all that literature, you wouldn't be in this condition. You see those people here walking by? They're happy. They're laughing. They're full of fun. They're just as happy as they can be. But how miserable you look. What's God going to give you? What's God going to give you for all that? You're going to lose everything you've got. Some of you might lose your wife or your husband, your friends. And listen, you'll lose everything. All of your happiness and satisfaction. There's that struggle. There's a battle that rages on. But listen, folks will call you crazy. And listen, early in the morning, folks will call me and say, Pastor, I don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do. All right, you listen. Then the other day, on the other hand, we see the Holy Spirit, the third person of the triune God. Did you know that the Holy Spirit is God? Folks don't talk about that much, do they? We don't emphasize. God is one person, three in one. God, the Holy Spirit, is just as much God as Christ is God. And here he is now, declaring to the awakened sinner, listen, the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. You hear that, Romans 6:23. That the world is condemned to destruction, that the only hope is to renounce it, release our claims upon it, and flee to Christ. Flee to Christ. That's what the Old Trailblazer recommends. Satan, on the other hand, the flesh battling, going to lose all your satisfaction, lose all your friends, lose all your pleasure. You're going to have to give up everything. You're going to have to renounce the world. You're going to how you think you're going to make a living, how you're going to support your family, how you're going to get along. Then the Holy Spirit, on the other hand, is saying, the wages of sin is death. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The Bible tells me, as a trailblazer, as God's ambassador, to preach the gospel, be instant in season, out of season, reprove and rebuke with all long suffering, my friend. The world is condemned under the doom of an almighty God. It's under the judgment of God, and it's going down. You see that thing. You gaze upon it. You're torn between those things. Am I not describing every soul here? Listen, there's the warning. You can't be still. You'll try to throw it off. I've had folks run, try to get away, but you can't get over it, my friend. Listen, the wages of sin is death. The world is under the judgment of God. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Old Satan's beat you there. And listen, sits down on the log first, I say. He's saying, aha, you're losing everything in the world. It seems as you are. You haven't got any friends left. It seems that you don't. Is that not the struggle that goes on in many hearts that I'm speaking to at this time? That's some of the things that you're up against. And finally, if God should leave you there, my friend, just leave you there. If the Lord would leave you there and withdraw himself from you with Satan and the world and give you the peace of the world, the peace of the flesh, you could get up and go on and build your life and be of the world, like the world and have that joy and fellowship. And I want to tell you, I don't know how far a person can go under that struggle and then go back to the world. But listen, will you? Will you listen to the old trailblazer? Could I just whisper in your ear? The Holy Spirit is also pressuring upon that individual a complete, absolute surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's standing there as Satan is taunting. He's saying to you, Christ is Lord. The Holy Spirit is pointing you to the Lord. Yield to the Lordship of Christ. Oh, my friend, surrender. Surrender as Lord because He's sovereign. There's that word again. That means He does as He pleases. It's the greatest day in a person's life when they fall down before the Lord and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being my Savior. I crown you as my Lord. Lead on. I see everything under judgment. I see the wages of sin is death. I see that I'm a sinner. Satan, you go on to hell. That's where you're going. That's where you're going. I'm going to walk with the Lord. That's the effectual call that brings a sinner out of all of that, my friend. We haven't spoken of that lately, about the effectual call that brings him to make that decision once and for all. Now, that's the decision that the old trailblazer believes in, my friend. Making that decision, walking down the aisle and shaking the pastor's hand. That's not the truth. But that decision will come that I'm going to turn everything over to the Lord. Every saved individual knows that sinner could not choose except by the sovereign grace of God. But that sinner faces two great facts, and he's made his choice. I know, you know, that the sinner would always choose against Christ if left alone. No sinner would ever get saved if he could help it, but by the grace of God. And may I again say, I've never yet seen a sinner driven to the Lord except by the sheer agony of soul. When once God's liberated that will, but the grace of God enables a sinner to flee to Christ for salvation. Flee to Christ because sin has robbed fallen man of all his power to do good. The Bible says, seek the Lord while he may be found. I spoke on that last Wednesday night. Seek the Lord while he may be found. You know what that says? It says he may be found. He's not telling you to seek him in vain. No, sir. You seek the Lord, you find him, my friend. And I tell my folks here who say they want to be saved, throw overboard everything in your life and begin to seek the Lord. The grace of God enables a sinner to flee to Christ because sin has robbed fallen man of all his power. However, the sinner is still under obligation. Now, that's what those brethren went through with. That's what those old boys faced. The Christian life is but a progressive continuance of how we begun. Repentance is not once and for all. No, we repent every day. It's a daily act. You never cease to repent. No, you never. You repented this morning. If you're a believer, you repent tonight. You confess 1,000 times this morning if you're a believer. You confess 1,000 times your ignorance if you're a believer. Oh, Lord, thou knowest my heart. Thou knowest my heart, Lord. I don't know anything. I don't know anything. Did you know the believer is like a little child? He has to be led. Listen. It's a continual act of repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It never lets up. That begun when Christ laid hold of you. Now, I want you to hear me on these things as we go on day by day. Listen, our renunciation of the world is also a daily progress. Now, did you get that? Our renunciation of the world, our giving up, our throwing overboard is a daily progress. Some folks think when the Lord saves them that they're perfect, they'll never sin again, they'll never say anything that I have to say excuse me for. But my friend, that's the furthest from the truth. In your heart and in your mind and in your apprehension, you'll see yourself far greater sinner than you ever did before the Lord saved you. I know exactly what it was saying. And as we must be on our guard, if our hearts are going to be warmed and charmed by the loveliness of Christ, Satan, the flesh, and the world, and sin had us enslaved, trapped, before we were saved. We were fit subjects for hell. We were slaves of Satan, my friend. Now, and we are confronted with those things on a daily basis. There never will come a time in your life between now and the pearly gates that you will not renounce the world. You will renounce Satan. You will renounce the flesh. You will renounce sin. You will renounce everything in this world and forsake it. or you'll ask the Lord to give you grace to forsake it. And I've often said, with one breast I'm confessing unto the Lord, I'm renouncing, I'm turning to Him, and with the next breath I'm praising the Lord for His grace in Christ. That's what a Christian life is, my friend. You think a Christian life is a bowl of cherries? No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. I've read after the old saints back in the 15, 16, 1800s. I've never come across one yet who was completely satisfied with his life after the Lord saved him. Listen, oh, my friend, these folks who jump up and say, well, I haven't sinned in 10 years. You know, two white sheets don't make a black heart, don't make a black sheet, and so forth and so on. They don't know anything about sin. They don't know anything about their sin. One old Brother Spurgeon met one of his old friends on the street one day, and they stopped and was talking. He said, brother, you had any trouble with Satan lately? He said, oh, no, Brother Spurgeon, I hadn't had any trouble with Satan in 40 years. Brother Spurgeon just hung his head, walked on down the street, because he knew the man knew nothing about salvation. I know I was conducted a funeral one day over in Alabama. A lady come to the grave after the service was over, and she's bragging on me what a great message I brought. And I said, lady, are you a child of God? Are you a Christian? I said it kindly. I didn't want to embarrass her. I said, do you know the Lord? She said, I guess so. I haven't sinned in 40 years. I haven't sinned in 40 years. Just made me feel bad because I thought maybe she was a Christian. But if she hadn't sinned in 40 years, in her mind, she don't know anything about the Lord. Neither do you, my friend, because we must confess day by day what a sinner we are. A saved sinner. I have folks write me critically, and they say, oh, Trailblazer, don't call me a sinner. I'm not a sinner. I don't call you a sinner. No, sir, I never do that. I say you're sinful. Every man is sinful, but my sins are all under the blood. And I give folks fit sometimes when I make this statement that the old Trailblazer is not one sin registered in heaven against the old Trailblazer. Not one past sin, future sin, nor present sin. You know why I can say that? Because they're all under the blood. We have that little song we put out sometime, under the blood. Under the blood of Jesus, safe in the shepherd's fold. Under the blood of Jesus, safe though the ages roll. Safe though the worlds may crumble. And so on and so on. I'll try to get it out of the archives and play it for you one day. Safe under the blood. Did you know the blood? We're saved by blood and by power. We have a bloodless religion today, don't we? You won't hear that in the average Protestant church today. You won't hear anything about the blood. But my friend, it's the blood that makes a difference. God's blood. The blood of Jesus Christ. And the Lord, I believe, looked around all over the world to find somebody to pay that price, and he couldn't find anybody that was fit. So he had his son did it. This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. Remember my mailing address, the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. Go there and click on broadcast, and then over on Trailblazer, and you can hear those broadcasts. Goodbye, and God bless you.